exciting is it that the Big Bash is back tonight when we get to see the Melbourne Stars and the Brisbane Heat do battle? I feel like it's over the last week or so, we've been saying, gee, there's not much around, but it's back now, and I think it's great that it is because it'll really get the summer of cricket absolutely rolling. And Holly Fairling's part of Channel 7's BBL coverage, and she joins us on the line to have a chat about it. Morning, Holly, how are you?
Morning, Matt. I am very excited. I feel like every time the Big Bash comes around, you just sense summer's here.
100%. And I feel like its timing tonight is bang on. So the Test Series hasn't quite started yet. We've still got the World Cup hangover, and we're craving a little bit of cricket. And it goes bang tonight with the Heat and the Stars.
And I think, too, the fact that you've got some of the Test players available to play, like, it kind of just keeps us going just for that extra little week until the Aussie boys play Pakistan. But it's going to be an absolute blockbuster at the Gabba. I mean, you've got not only Uzi and Marnus coming in for the Brisbane Heat. Maxi's coming off some serious form overseas at the moment, and I think he's going to have to be the key wicket for the Brisbane Heat.
Yeah, it's a great point that you make. I think that it gets spoken about quite often that we've got the Big Bash, and so often for large parts of the summer, it's missing our Test stars who, are largely also limited over stars as well, whether that's Khawaja or someone else. But tonight, it really is a star-studded affair, although Scott Boland unfortunately won't be playing. They're keeping him out of the Stars lineup, but as you said, it's a star-studded match tonight there.
Yeah, and I think there's, within the Big Bash, I do think that the opportunity that it presents is always for some of those younger players to put their name up in lights. So we saw last year someone like Josh Brown, Spencer Johnson for the Brisbane Heat, who really tore it apart. They were unknown names to the majority of the competition, and now all of a sudden they become the real kind of strike forces within the team. Similarly, too, you've got stories like Semi Harper coming across from the Renegades, and I know he's spoken in media this week about how he was, I guess, a little bit upset about the trade with Adam Zampa across between the Stars and the Renegades, but it's kind of a full circle moment for him. He's played for the Stars back in 2016-17, and I'm really, really hoping he has a big season, because every time I feel like that a player has something like that against them, they find a way to really stick it to him.
Yeah, and coming off a big 100 as well. So I agree. It would be great to see him in action. And it's going to be really important as well for every team to get their season off to a strong start. We've seen over the past couple of seasons that you can afford to lose a couple of games early, but across a 14-game season, you can do that. Whereas with the reduction of the season this year, now that every team just plays just 10 matches, there's going to be a lot more on the line in the early part of the summer.
Well, you'd say that the Brisbane Heat method is now void. They seem to leave their run really late for finals, and that was the way they found themselves in the final, was that form at the back end and some of those international players coming back at a really, really good time. But you're so right. 10 games means you probably only have the ability to lose two, maybe three, and even then you're probably leaving it to chance with the nature of the comp and how it comes down to net run rate and who you end up playing twice as well. So, I do think that it's every game is going to have so much more weight on it, and therefore, if you're thinking about going to a game, absolutely get yourself there, because there's going to be some insane contests. But equally too, you don't want to miss a game on TV.
100%. What are the weather conditions like there at Brisbane tonight at the Gabba?
Hot and steamy. So I think we're expecting a runs fest at the moment. I think there was a little bit of rain earlier in the week or back end of last week. So the fast bowler in me hopes that there's a little bit of something in there for the seamers. But I dare say every time we get there, apart from that test a few years ago, every time we get there, it is an absolute road.
Who are you tipping tonight, Holly?
Or I think it's hard to go past the Stars if Maxi gets going, but if the Heat can get him cheaply, they've got the game in the bag.
All right, and what about for the entire tournament? Who do you think's going to be the team to beat over the summer?
It's hard to go past the Scorchers, and I know that probably seems like a really simple answer, but I feel like they do so well with keeping their core group together, and you only have to look at some of the teams starting to replicate that now. Like the Brisbane Heat, they've really tried to stick to the same formula as last year, a lot of their domestic players being the ones that they're putting a lot of responsibility on. So I think that the Perth Scorchers over there, they've just got something over in the West. They know how to win games, and I think in T20 cricket, you need to have that trust and that faith that you can come back from anywhere.
certainly is a real fortress over there in the West, and they've been one of the best teams in the Big Bash for a number of years now. Holly, can't wait for it. It's live and free on Channel 7 tonight, just like so many of the Big Bash games are. We'll be certainly tuning in and can't wait to see a cracking contest up there at the Gabba. Good luck.